Yes, I love it.
You're going too fast.
It's an indoor track.
For running, not for a speeding wheelchair.
Party pooper.
There is no reason for your wheelchair to go this fast.
I say there is. Move out of the way.
I'm not in the way. You're steering toward me.
Not on your life.
Yes, on my life. You nearly took me out at the knees, Pendergast.
Gearing down. I don't think I can steer it very well.
No, you can't.
Would you watch it?
Look out for the turn, you dope.
Ah!
Pendergast.
Ugh.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Help me up.
Forget it. I don't know why you dragged me into this in the first place. I'm not in the mood to watch you commit suicide.
I need something to make me feel alive, since I lost the use of my legs.
Being my fault.
Yes, your fault. But who's complaining?
You're about to.
I need to feel useful.
You are. You practically run this unit.
I like the speed.
Drive a car. Oh, wait.
You really do fail at the joke thing, don't you?
I've been reading the joke book you got me.
It isn't helping. Now get me up.
How about not? Get tough and get up on your own 2 feet.
Still not funny. Better, but not funny.
That wasn't me joking. See ya.
Frost? Frost! Not bad. Point to you, buddy.
You're listening to Itchy Trigger Finger, produced by Stage Struck Audio Theater. Episode number 2. The Break-In.
Hey, there you are, Hottie.
Excuse me?
I mean Toddy.
Toddy?
Lottie?
Frost.
Frost, right. Good to see you.
It's good to see that the antipsychotics aren't working for you.
Wait, how did you...
Is there something you needed control?
I have lots of things I need. Better shoes, a bigger house, laser eye surgery... A shot of tequila.
Okay.
You and me out on a dinner date.
What's that?
Mumbling under my breath so you can't hear what I say.
Good job. I didn't.
Where's Echo?
I haven't seen her in days.
You're her handler.
I sure am.
You're supposed to know where she is every second of every day.
Today, I don't have a clue. And really, I'm okay with that.
She could be defacing Mount Rushmore for all we know.
She could. Yeah.
Her creating mayhem doesn't concern you?
No.
It's your job.
Only because you have it in for me and want to see me suffer for horrible reasons. Did I say that out loud?
You're not being punished. We need someone like Echo on the team.
You mean a sadistic, half-crazed, trigger-happy assassin?
Yes, we need more of those about this place. Know of any others we could recruit?
Echo is enough. Thank you very much.
Find her.
That sounded like an order. Is there something on?
Does this face look like there's something going on?
Not sure. You're not smiling. You haven't blinked since we started talking.
Something is on. Go get her here.
Ah, M2 Browning. An oldie but a goodie.
Used in the best wars. World War II.
That was a good one.
Korean War. Vietnam War. South African Border War.
Oh, one of my faves! George, you're the best!
You aren't thinking of taking this into the field, are you?
No, I'm going to tell you a little secret.
Do tell.
I have made it a life goal of mine to shoot every single make and model of gun ever made by the hand of man.
Wow, nice life goal.
I knew you'd like it. So, how many in the belt?
Well, these babies couldn't shoot over 75 rounds a minute as it would overheat the barrel.
Oh, tell me you've modified this one!
I have. Just for you.
Ah! Marry me, George!
Echo, you're making me blush.
Give me some shooting room, Romeo!
Let her rip.
Yee-haw! She kicks like a mule!
She sure does.
I love it!
Oh, sorry, gotta take this. What's that? Who? Frost? Oh, hey! Shooting, what else? Now? Okay. Echo! Echo! Party's over.
Huh?
Frost on the phone. Something about a mission?
Aw, man. Just when I was starting to love life again. Surprise me next time, George.
Oh, I will. You can count on it.
I always do when it comes to you, George. You're the most reliable George I know. Later!
Oh, Pendergast, you got up.
No thanks to you.
Funny joke, am I right?
We'll discuss it later, over a cold one. Which you are buying.
Hey, Frost.
You're here already.
Thanks for messing up my shooting session.
What were you killing today, Echo? Terrace? Small rodents?
Nothing today. It kind of makes me depressed.
I imagine it does. Poor you.
Thanks.
Sarcasm.
You're welcome.
What?
Control.
The gang's all here. Hello, gang. That's your cue, you know.
For what?
To say, hello, Control. Let's try it again. Hello, gang.
Hello, Control.
Nice. Well done.
Why am I here?
Good question, Frost. And I'll tell you. To be briefed. Not debriefed. That's something else altogether.
Can you say ookie?
Ookie. Yes, I can.
I'm assuming, since we're all called together, that something is wrong in the world?
Not just wrong, Frost. Dreadfully wrong.
Ah, got it.
Dreadfully wrong is much worse than just wrong.
Got it.
I was defining it for Echo.
Thanks. Much appreciated.
Pendergast, if you will.
Yep.
The Pentagon.
Not a good picture of it, but yes, the Pentagon. One of the most protected and fortified places in America.
You should see my safe room.
This is the server room at the Pentagon.
It's huge!
It is. It's also the most vulnerable spot in the place. Pendergast?
Yes, ma'am. For 3 months now, the Pentagon has had files go missing in the system.
Not hard deletes?
No. We wouldn't be here if they were.
Hackers? Come on, that's easy peasy. They track them down and arrest some 14-year-old boy hiding in his folks' basement.
Our thoughts exactly when this all started. They couldn't trace the hacks.
Wicked.
Very, in fact.
They came to us last week. Pendergast has been working on it.
The trail was encrypted and in some places wiped out. Whoever was doing this did not want to be found.
Obviously. Sensitive files, I'm assuming?
Not at first.
They were testing the waters, so to speak.
Ah.
They stole several gigs worth of information.
What kind of information?
They're not saying.
And they couldn't track them?
They tried and failed.
You found them, Pendergast?
Took nearly a week, but yes, I did.
What country is behind it?
Not a country.
Brokers.
Brokers?
Information brokers. They run online auctions on the darknet.
Slick.
Too much so. We found out they have one set for the end of the week.
Raid the place.
Our thoughts too, but the military won't move on it. They're afraid of any publicity.
Don't make it public.
I told them that as well. They want a covert team to break into the building, upload a virus that wipes out their entire network, and if you take out a few along the way, so much the better.
What about publicity again?
You have 2 days.
2 days?
I just found these guys yesterday.
Where are they?
New York City.
Awesome! I love New York City!
You know what to do.
I'm stumped.
What is it, Echo?
I'm not sure what guns to take. Decisions, decisions.
Get cracking.
There you are, wheelchair boy.
Don't call me that. It's man. Wheelchair man.
How about a cold one?
I was waiting for you. Ready to go over what it takes to upload a computer virus into...
I want to talk about Echo.
Quit worrying about her.
Who said I'm worrying about her?
I did.
I'm worried about me being with Echo and us blowing up a couple of buildings, melting down some nuclear reactor core, or even worse, I get snuffed out on one of these missions.
She's good in the field.
Have you gone out with her in this field?
Can't. You see...
Here it comes.
I'm in a wheelchair.
Blame it on me.
I do.
Because it was my fault.
It sure was.
Echo.
What do you want me to say about her, Frost? Is she unstable? Yes, probably.
There's no probably about it.
But she's good in the field. You just said so.
At eliminating people.
That's what she was recruited for. That's her job.
Which she relishes.
You don't want her to?
I want her to have a conscience about it.
Are you joking? Are you seriously trying to tell a joke? Because you're failing.
I wasn't. I'm in this because we can be covert. I want to be like a fine-tuned laser, and you guys have me assigned to a tank. With a big gun. Lots of big guns, in fact.
What do you want?
Not to be assigned to her.
Not going to happen. Do you want early retirement?
No.
Buck up, drink your cold one, and let's get on with it.
That's your pep talk?
That's it.
You stink at it.
You came to the wrong guy for a pep talk. You could go and have a chat with Control.
I'll pass.
Are you blushing? I think you are actually blushing.
I am not.
You are.
Because I'm getting ticked off.
Yeah, right. She's got the hots for you, pal.
I know that. Good grief.
She is the boss around here.
Would you just zip your lip and show me what to do with this virus thingy?
Sure. Watch closely.
Hello, hello.
Just breaking this in.
What is it?
M24E6 machine gun. One of the most powerful in the world. Titanium steel with...
You're salivating.
I do that.
Taking it with you?
Don't know that we'll need it. Get in, upload the virus, and slip out.
There's something else I'd like for you to do.
Oh, yeah?
It involves not telling Frost until the last minute during the mission.
I'm not sure about that. I'm trying to earn his trust.
I appreciate that. Did I say that this part of the mission will need extreme prejudice with necessary violence?
I'm all ears. It's pretty here at night with all those lights.
This city that never sleeps.
Or eats, or passes gas. Cities can't do any of those things, silly.
A figure of speech.
You two have everything you need?
I'm sure we do. I still can't figure out how you talked Control into letting you come on this one. I thought your field days were over.
Thanks to you.
Yeah. That's old news.
Wait, what am I missing here?
Nothing.
Never mind. Control thought I could offer assistance with the upload if any issues arose.
Via a comm link, which I might add, which you could have done back at HQ.
And I'm a pretty good hand at driving a boat.
Again, anyone.
Sorry, not this boat.
Why? Does it have missiles or a laser cannon?
Less said, the better.
I don't want to have to worry about you, Pendergast.
Then don't. I'm simply driving the getaway boat. And by the way, make sure you make the rendezvous on the Hudson River, like we said.
No sweat. Let's go.
How about we dock first?
Sounds like a plan.
A bit eager, aren't you?
I always am.
More than usual, I would say.
Are you two going to chatter all night, or can we get on with it? Once we dock, you have 1 hour exactly.
So no dawdling, Frost.
I don't dawdle.
You do. Just a bit.
Echo.
Last one there buys dinner!
You're on.
Hang on. We're about to dock.
Crack on!
Thanks. Keep the change. Over here. I win.
No fair! It was supposed to be a foot race!
You didn't specify. I got here first. Dinner's on you. And it'll be somewhere expensive, so break open the piggy bank.
Are we in building's camera range?
Not yet, no. I take it you're ready to start, or do you need to catch your breath?
Motherboard.
Echo? Never mind. Ready to smile for the camera?
I even brushed my teeth.
You do have tranquilizer darts in that gun, don't you?
Of course I do.
Excuse me?
Quick, elevator.
I hope security up there likes death metal.
Remote-controlled player, yes?
Just like you said.
The 22nd floor. Ready to go up 22 flights of stairs?
I haven't even broken a sweat.
Just kidding. There's a service elevator back through here. We can get up there while the guards are messing around with your distraction.
40 minutes left, boss man.
Come on, then.
Control, go ahead.
Headed home yet?
It's a bit early for that. Shouldn't you be in bed? You hardly ever stay up this late.
This one's important.
I thought all missions were.
Depends.
And this one's important? Why, may I ask?
I just buzzed to give you a heads up that Frost may not be the happiest of campers when he meets back up with you.
Okay. Wanna let me in on the little secret?
Not really. That's why I called. I'm going to need you to talk him down.
Talk him down?
Yeah, he's going to throw a conniption fit here in about 20 minutes.
Oh, just great. What did you order Echo to do?
How perceptive of you. It was neat to know.
Frost is her handler, Control.
With the conscience.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
So who's she supposed to take out?
I hope Control got this code right, or else this is going to be a short trip. Watch the door. An entry panel. But is it the right one? Still watching the door?
With both eyes.
Good. Thank you.
Hey, Frost?
Yes? Problem?
Not really. Not what you'd call a problem. More like, you know.
Totally in the dark. Well.
Frost?
Now for the virus to wipe this thing out. And now we sit back and wait.
About the waiting part, Frost.
Yes? What is it? Don't tell me you need to go to the toilet. I told you to take care of that on the boat.
I did, promise. My bladder is fine.
Good.
For now.
Wonderful. Why are you standing here beside me instead of watching the door?
I'm trying awfully hard to tell you something that I don't want to tell you, and I'm not doing so hot.
You're sure not?
So, it's like this.
Who do you have to kill?
Say what?
You're armed like it's the zombie apocalypse. You didn't think I would notice? And you and Control have been chummy the past couple days, which can only mean one thing.
I'm supposed to kill the programmer.
A civilian?
Yes.
How do you know he's even in the building at this time of night?
Control had intel on his movements. He's a former Pentagon officer.
And they ordered him taken out?
Control knew you'd object.
He's a civilian.
Former military.
That makes it better? Now you know why I wanted you to watch the door.
Shoot!
Hold that thought.
Control, I just lost GPS on our agents.
Ugh, just great. Probably means they got sealed in the server room.
I can zip up there and take a look.
In your wheelchair? Come on.
I'll have you know, I've souped it up.
Forget it. Wait.
How long?
I'll let you know. Play some solitaire and wait.
Well?
I'm working on it!
That door didn't close by itself, Echo. If they're smart, they will know what we're here for and will try and counter it.
Meaning what?
If your programmer is here, he'll be at a station trying to block the virus's code.
If that means...
It means hurry up!
Got it!
You want me to fit through that hole in the air conditioning duct?
Sure do, boss man. What's that?
Another reason for me to hate this mission. They've released gas in the server room.
Oh, not fair!
Just go. I'll be right behind you. That's our programmer, I take it?
That's the guy, yeah.
He's a civilian, Echo.
He also tried to knock us out with gas.
Kill us.
No way! Are you sure?
Very.
So?
This thing just got a whole lot more complicated, Echo. Do what Control sent you to do.
Okie dokie, artichokey. Watch your face. I'm going to kick out that vent cover and do my thing.
Echo, I think that's enough. We need to go. Fire that thing up, Pendergast.
There you guys are. I was just about to win my solitaire game.
Gotta go!
I take it the sirens are for our...
You better believe it!
Echo, go below and contact Control.
Echo.
Yes, boss man.
So, on a scale of 1 to 10, just how ticked are you?
5 million.
Ah, I see.
What's Control trying to pull?
I'm not sure you'll believe me if I told you.
Tell me.
Not sure I can.
Tell me.
Nope. Pretty sure I can't. You know how it goes.
I said I was going to hate this gig, and it's official. I hate it.
She has her reasons.
For partnering me up with a lunatic who commits acts of mass carnage at the drop of a hat?
She can do that, yeah. But as I've told you before, Frost...
I know. Her job.
Control admires you being conscientious, but things in this big bad world have gotten way complicated.
She could have taken the guy out with one measly little shot.
Control wanted to send a message.
I'm going to give her one of my own. I can't continue to operate this way.
Anyone want a donut? There's a whole box of muddy critters down here.
Oh, that was a surprise.
How'd you know I love muddy critters?
A little fairy told me.
Don't b- believe you. Really? Want one, Frost?
Not hungry.
That's the beauty of a muddy critter donut, Frost. That's the best time to eat them, when you don't want one.
I'll take one. Thanks.
Come on, Frost.
No, eat the whole box for all I care.
Since when does Frost hate donuts?
Never mind. Buckle up. I'm about to put us out to sea.
This is beyond professional. This
you
is
need
not
to listen
what I
here, Frost.
From a government agency that I have given my life towards.
They do that a lot?
Only when Frost has a bee in his bonnet.
I guess he has one now, then.
A whole hive.
Anything I can do?
Not a thing.
Oh, well.
Why don't you track down George? I think he's tracked down a pair of Mauser C-96 pistols circa World War I for you to try out.
Really?
Really.
I may have to marry that guy one day. See ya.
Don't tell him that. He'll take you up on it.
What do you want?
Turn in your resignation?
What do you care?
Here.
She could have told me about this when I was assigned, you know.
She was under orders.
And you believe her?
There's more activity like this than usual. Former agent trying to sell new codes, a covert group stealing military secrets, a cell of radical...
What's that?
Need to know.
Yeah, of course.
What do you want me to say?
Control believes there's some group behind all of this recent activity.
She's not the only one. I do too. There are rumblings out there in the intelligence community. Something very wrong is going on.
And that's why she had Echo...
Yes, and the message was received. Loud and clear.
What's that mean? Let me guess. Need to know.
So no resignation?
Not today, but I did have my say.
Feel better?
A lot. How about I race you to the end of the corridor?
You're on!
I meant a foot race.
Not funny.
You've been listening to Stage Struck Audio Theater's production of Itchy Trigger Finger, The Break-In. In the cast as Frost Trent Poe, Echo, Alice Cashman, Control, Cela Tucker, Pendergast, Hagen Simmons, George, Cameron Brown. Script by Brett Jones. Stage Struck Audio Theater is a production of Wichita State University Theater Department.